Hello, this is Rich Green, and welcome to Peak Performer Tips. This podcast is designed for people that want to lead richer, more fulfilling lives. If you're someone who's looking to increase your success and happiness, you'll enjoy the information contained in this podcast. Remember, in order for things to change, you must change. The title of this podcast is The Most Important Appointment. Without fail, almost every business person that I coach struggles with stress. Even the most experienced of executives feels at times that they can't keep their head above water. It's not because they aren't competent. It's usually because things keep moving faster and faster, and the time management and stress reduction skills that once served them well no longer work. Technology was supposed to make life easier, but instead has created more ways for us to do more things. And people get fooled by the power of that little mobile device that they carry with them, thinking that always connected equates to being more productive. This is really a false narrative. The distractions in our daily lives are enormous, and they will only continue to grow. The average person sees between 4,000 to 10,000 advertisements a day. Do you remember seeing all those ads? No, of course not. But that doesn't mean that your mind didn't process and store all that information. And at a subconscious level, it's focused on some of those pieces of information. Your brain is always working overtime. On top of the constant flow of media, you've got instant communication via text, instant messaging, or always-on-alert social media. That creates an expectation that you should immediately respond to any message you receive or social posting. Add your daily task list to the mix, and sometimes it seems like you just can't keep your head above water. All of this deluge of information decreases your ability to be super productive, and stress is the main factor. So let's talk about the top stress-reducing strategy. The most common activity to deal with high levels of stress during your day is reflection, meditation, or some other device that people use to calm their mind and recharge. The recommended time period for these activities is between 45 to 60 minutes. Now here's the rub. Most people will look at those time periods and say, there's no way they could fit that into their day. So what do? Well, usually they won't do anything at all. They continue to be stressed, and like most people under stress, they don't operate at peak performance. As a business coach, one of the top areas I work with people on is their ability to deal with stress during their day. Maintaining a laser-like focus on that activity at hand isn't going to happen if you are distracted by things that don't serve you well. You will not operate as a peak performer. Now, my definition of peak performer is as follows. A peak performer is an individual who strives for self-improvement in every facet of their life, who is recognized for consistently maintaining high productivity levels, and who ultimately performs above and beyond self-set expectations. If you are stressed, you're not going to perform at your best, and attaining high productivity levels will not be achievable. Fortunately, the solution to finding the time to recharge is simple. The answer is, you schedule an appointment with yourself. That's right. You schedule an appointment with yourself to de-stress and recharge your brain. It is as simple as putting it on your calendar, just like you would any other important appointment. Some people also refer to this as calendaring. Calendaring is a simple practice and concept, but it's often difficult for people to employ because they gravitate towards other activities that they deem more important. But there isn't anything more important than taking care of yourself. If you are not operating at peak performance, you won't be of any use to any of those that you work with or those people that are in your personal life. This is one of those rare occasions when it's okay to be selfish. It's okay to set time aside for yourself. Now, like any other appointment, you don't want to let anything interrupt you. This means no phone calls and no shifting of your schedule to tend to other matters. Think of it this way. If you had an important meeting with someone, you wouldn't pick up your phone when it rang, right? You would be completely focused on that individual, and you deal with the phone call or voicemail later. The same should hold true for the appointment with yourself. Remember that this appointment is your time to recharge. This means you do not think about problems that you have or the things that you have to do that are on your task list. During your alone time, it doesn't matter what you choose to do, as long as it is an activity that relaxes and recharges you. If you're not sure what that activity is, just think of the times in your life when you were calm, cool, and collected. What were you doing? Where were you? The answer to those questions is a start to creating the optimal personal activity to refocus and recharge. It's important not to underestimate the value of your time to reflect or meditate. There are over 3,000 scientific studies on the benefits of meditation and/or reflection. Many studies show that gray matter concentration increases in the areas of the brain involved in learning and memory and regulating emotions, sense of self, and having proper perspective. All around, this activity will allow you to have a more optimistic perspective, and you'll be more focused and productive. There are many strategies that peak performers use to manage the day, get more things done, and feel less stressed. But the top strategy is making an appointment with yourself to recharge. Go ahead, try the strategy and watch your stress levels reduce and your productivity explode. Thanks for listening to Peak Performer Tips. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And if you have an idea for a future podcast that you'd like to see covered, feel free to send me an email. You can reach me at rich@richgreen.me.